Today, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger presented his long-awaited budget plan for the coming fiscal year. He says it'll close the state's whopping $15 billion budget gap.
It is a responsible budget that protects necessary programs and enforces spending discipline and does not raise taxes.
That's the governor this afternoon in Sacramento. NPR's Ina Jaffe was there, and she joins us now. Ina, the governor's saying no new taxes. That must mean that there are going to be a lot of spending cuts.
You bet, Melissa. There's going to be less money going to state universities, which will also be admitting fewer students and raising tuition. K through 12 schools are getting about $2 billion less than what they should by law. Local governments are going to lose more than $1 billion that they would expect from the state government this year. Mental health and other health and social services are taking cuts, but not quite as severely as it appeared they would when the governor submitted his first proposal in January.
Now, are these cuts that you mentioned, will they be enough to close the gap?
Well, no, but fortunately the state has received $1 billion, more or less, in tax revenue that was unanticipated. And there's also another $1 billion-plus dollars that they got from a one-time tax amnesty program. There's also some hope that they might get more money from the federal government for various programs and make an agreement with the Indian tribes that own gambling casinos that will bring in more cash to the state. The governor also wants to renegotiate labor contracts with some state employees, but that's certainly not something he can count on saving money from.
Now, you've got a Republican governor, a legislature that's dominated by Democrats. What's the prognosis for this budget?
Well, the governor did something very interesting to try and remove some of the conflict that's been inherent in this budget process the last few years. He made a lot of backroom deals with some of the parties who are going to take hits. The universities, as I mentioned, the public schools, the local governments. He promised them all that if they sacrifice now to help get California out of its fiscal crisis, they'd get additional resources they want in the coming years. And now these are the interest groups that Democrats in the legislature are ready to go to bat for ordinarily, but it's going to be harder for them now that, the university chancellors and local government officials and so forth have appeared smiling next to the governor at news conferences and shaking his hand and announcing these agreements. But the governor's also hoping to do by making these deals in advance, in addition to reducing the conflict, is to get the budget passed on time. And that's been pretty rare over the past couple of decades.
So it sounds like budget deliberations this time around might be a little less contentious.
Well, they might be. It's kind of hard to tell. The Democrats were pointing out this afternoon that the budget has to get passed by them and that just because the governor made these deals with these various interest groups doesn't mean that the legislature can't change them. But the Democrats have been pretty reluctant to take on Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's still very, very popular. He has reached out and tried to govern in some cases in a bipartisan manner. And it's unclear whether this budget situation will be what finally pushes them over the line.
Okay, NPR's Ina Jaffe in Sacramento. Ina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.